There is no other agency like the EPA. It should really be renamed the Job Killing Organization of America.
Cause brothers, it's a fact. If we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only there's tomorrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. We didn't pass it on.
Yes, the Job Killing Organization of America. And look, she was as crazy as a loon to begin with. But here's the thing. The one thing the Republicans do better than the Democrats is they get on a message. And it doesn't matter the forum. It doesn't matter the context. It doesn't matter whatever you ask them. They're gonna regurgitate ad nauseum their talking points. And one of them is that the EPA is bad. The job-killing organization, that regulations are bad. And we've heard this over and over and over and over again. And it's one of those things that if you hear it enough, you know, some people who aren't paying attention might actually believe it. And look, I go back to, you know, my childhood. I grew up in Cleveland during the height of the steel industry with lead gasoline and smog and acid rain. And it's because of smart policy, smart regulation, job protections that, you know what, we don't have a lot of those problems today. And we've got an administration now that's hell-bent on taking us back, which is why when I see more attacks against the EPA, when I see more attacks against public sector workers, it infuriates me, which is why I've asked John O'Grady to come talk with us. He's the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, National Council of EPA Locals, number 238. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having us once again.
So am I getting this right? Now there's a new organization throwing out the same kind of twisted rhetoric and attacks against you guys?
Well, I think it's all variations on a theme. It's some contingent of the ultra-right who don't seem to like environmental regulations. They're necessary in order to guarantee that all of us who have a right have clean air, clean water, and clean land.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, we just saw another win for the wealth class. The moneyed interest got what they wanted in this tax bill. And I've been saying for a very long time, the moneyed interests want voiceless, desperate workers. They want policies that benefit them and the hell with the rest of us. I look at all of these attacks against not just the EPA, but public sector workers as part of the same kind of scheme to undermine our ability to have policies that benefit not just us, but all of us. Am I somewhere in the right ballpark?
Yeah, I think we're heading back toward a gilded age where we will be indentured servants, basically, and I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with a brilliant idea to have company-run stores or government-run stores, and we can exchange our pay for food and whatever.
Well, we're already doing that, John. A lot of employers are trying to get us to take those crummy credit cards instead of paychecks. Here, take a credit card, and by the way, we'll charge you fees and all kinds of stuff, but it'll be great. It'll be convenient for you.
Yeah. They never cease to amaze me. And the question is, can we hold them off at the gate long enough until we have some sort of a change in Congress and in the White House? There's an incredible number of people in this country that apparently think that they like President Trump and his policies, but I don't think they pay very close attention, because tonight they're voting, I believe, in the Senate to take away more of our benefits through the new tax code, which is going to benefit really primarily the one percenters.
No, and it's going to benefit the 1%, and the rest of us are going to end up paying for it in the long run. But, you know, it's not just this. It's this whole scheme, and I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you did. Claire McCaskill released some confidential information that evidently next year, in the fiscal year of 2019, the Republicans are going to go after freezing federal workers' paychecks because you guys just make way too much money.
Well, Yeah, and I did read that, and that's not the only thing that's going on. That certainly concerns me, but worse than that, apparently Mr. Pruitt, the head of the EPA now under President Trump, has apparently sent a realignment reorganization plan to the Office of Management and Budget that would basically get rid of all of the regional offices and replace them with mini offices in each of the state capitals, which is an astoundingly expensive program to do, but I believe it's the step they want to take in order to get rid of EPA, get rid of it as a cohesive unit. And then the next step would be, well, EPA workers on the federal level really are just going to be state workers, and then it's going to all just disappear.
So you know, you're even thinking further down the line than I am, because look, I'm just looking at his plan and really the Trump administration's plan with James Shirk at the head of that thought process to just squeeze you guys out. You're talking about them just completely doing away with you, and then it's a states' rights issue, and then good luck getting any type of cross-border cohesive cooperation, and basically we're going to go backwards.
Well, one thing that the Republicans are is extremely disciplined. I wish the Democrats were as disciplined as the Republicans, but go back to 2001 and the quote by Grover Norquist that he wants to shrink government to the size where it can be drowned in a bathtub.
Yep.
That's a real quote, and that's a real aspiration, and they are still working toward that goal. They don't give up. They keep chipping away.
And this tax plan is a big part of that, isn't it?
Who's going to pay for the debt? It's going to increase the debt by another $1.5 trillion. Who's going to pay for that? Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be us, the middle class, if there's any of us left.
Yeah, and I look at the head of the EPA, who seems to be kind of a paranoid guy. He's got his own skiff, his soundproof phone booth. He's got a 24-hour security detail. And I guess just in March, we the taxpayers spent like $3,000 to have his office swept so that there would be no bugs or illegal listening devices in his office. I'm like, paranoid much?
Yeah. He's a real piece of work. He is, I think, living in some sort of a dream world, and thinks he's Agent 99 on Get Smart or something with his phone booth. He doesn't share anything with people. Everything's by word of mouth, which is actually a very smart thing if you're being nefarious, and I believe they are. And I believe that their intention is to continue to chip away at not just EPA, but HUD. They're going to chip away at the Veterans Administration. They're going to go after the Food and Drug Administration. You name it, they're going to go after it.
John, to be honest, they've been upfront about that. I mean, look, you've got someone like Rick Perry in charge of the Department of Energy, who was very clear when he ran for president, he wanted to abolish it. You got someone like Betsy DeVos, who in charge of education, who doesn't believe in public education. You got someone like Ben Carson, who knows nothing about housing policy. Wants to do away with that. I mean, it's you've got your guy, Scott Pruitt, who sued the EPA numerous times, wants to destroy that. None of this is surprising. I guess the question is when do we, the sane, the rational, the voters, say enough is enough?
Well, hopefully people will say that in November of 2018, but I quite frankly can't wait. We were just informed today that A former head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources under Scott Walker was named as the regional administrator in Chicago. She's going to head up the largest region in the country, the region that has the greatest enforcement expertise and produces year after year the best enforcement numbers in terms of keeping companies and polluters in line. And she has a high school degree.
You're kidding me.
No.
Did she even take, I know I shouldn't ask this. Did she even take environmental science in high school?
Oh, they probably didn't have it in her high school. She has a high school degree. She was a home builder. Her and her husband owned some kind of a business. She became a state senator. She must have been a big contributor, and Scott Walker put her in charge of the Wisconsin DNR, and she did horrible things to it over 6 years, and it's still recovering. And now she's at USCPA.
So what do we do, John? I mean, look, I mean, you hear all these horror stories and you look at all of this stuff and there are real, very real deadly consequences here. I mean, you know, all of this attack on regulation and on job protections, there are real deadly consequences here. What do we do?
Well, all of us need to wake up and realize politicians want two things from us. One is our vote and two, our money. And we need to make sure that they understand we're not giving them either until they start voting correctly. And that means we have to get on the phone with them, email them, write them letters, go visit them personally. We can't give up. We have to make such a scream about it, just like they did about the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland, that people say, oh my gosh, we better address this. We better do something about this.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I grew up in Cleveland, so thanks for bringing that.
Well, you know, Cleveland looks beautiful now.
It does.
It's fantastic. And it wouldn't have been if the good people of Cleveland and Ohio got the rest of this country motivated to do something about it.
No, you're absolutely right. And I say that all the time. Look, I grew up in the 70s when the air quality was terrible. We had lead gasoline and acid rain. And the asthma rates for kids in my class were just through the roof. And because of smart policy, and look, the lake was completely dead when I was a kid. You weren't allowed to go swimming in the lake at all. And the only time, when I was a kid, I thought fish swam sideways. It turns out they were all dead, which is why I thought that.
Yeah.
But here again, over this period of time, we've cleaned that up through smart regulation. And I don't want my children and eventually their children to have to relive that, which seems to be where we're going.
We are going backwards. People forget that it took us a good 47 years to get to this point now. And it doesn't take much to go backwards. So.
Yeah. It's just amazing stuff to me. And at some point, the hope is that we wake up, because I think the work that you guys do is vitally important. And I think the messaging that we see from the right wing is dangerous. This assault on sanity, this assault on facts, dangerous stuff. And now, as I said earlier, I understand there are a number of groups that are going to be kicking up some activity around trying to destroy you guys. One of them is this Definers group, and another one is America Rising, which you got to love the name in that. Who are these people?
Well, they're both owned by the same people, Joe Pounder and Mark Rhodes. And I looked at their quote-unquote team on Definers Public Affairs, and there's a number of people from Fox News, which we know is not a credible news source, and there's operatives for the Republican Party there. It's clearly affiliated strongly with the Republican Party, but not just Republican, with the right side of the Republican Party. And
the far extreme right-wing side of it.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I hope that didn't come out the wrong way. But yeah, you're right. The extreme side of the Republican Party. And thank God that we put enough pressure that they canceled the contract. What's scary is that four other federal agencies were considering hiring them as well.
Wow. And here's the thing that bothers me about what I see coming. I see this kind of harassment campaign that the propaganda network that you mentioned does so masterfully, and the right wing does so masterfully. I worry that we're going to have, you know, scientists and people who are dealing with, you know, real serious issues, because whether you believe it or not, the climate is changing. We have very serious environmental problems coming in the near future. My fear is that these groups intimidate those folks into saying, you know what, I don't want to get involved, and maybe even leaving the profession altogether.
I think that's a very real concern. I do believe that a number of people at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency feel threatened and scared, and it has a chilling effect. What's interesting is that there is one person in the Trump administration that believes that climate change is real, and believe it or not, it's the Secretary of Defense, because Mathis knows that that's one of the crisis points that's going to cause people to migrate from their homeland and cause border issues. But the Trump administration, the EPA, NOAA, any agency that's dealt with climate change at all is being eviscerated.
It's angering. It's frustrating. There's so much to this. John, whatever we can do, please let me know what's going on. Keep us abreast of the attacks that are coming so that we can prepare ourselves.
Thank you so much. We will.
Great talking with you, John O'Grady. And again, as I've been saying, we need to make sure that we are aware of what's coming because, trust me, it is coming. And we must save the EPA one way or another. And I highly suggest you check out their website, savetheepa.org. Lots of good resources there, things to pay attention to. Let's take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Waving the flag of freedom for people, not corporations. Rick Smith.